Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Amos, chapter number 5, beginning in verse number 13. Therefore the prudent shall keep silence in that day, for it is in an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that ye may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you, as ye have spoken. Hate the evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. And then Solomon said in Proverbs chapter number 11, verse 27, He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. In a day when evil seems to be abounding more and more, and mischief is in the hearts of the multitudes, it takes work in our lives to find the good. We want the good in our lives on a daily basis, but it seems we are surrounded by darkness. I read a quote this morning that states, "Every day may not be good, but there's something good in every day." I stopped and mused on that thought, pondering if there were any truth to it. Some days there just does not seem to be any good to be found. But, as I mused and pondered, the reality of the statement caused me to agree. There is not a day of our lives that we go through that there is not some good somewhere. It is just that some days we have to work hard to find it. The problem arises when we cannot see any good, we become tired of looking, and simply submit to the darkness of the day. But I think that in truth there is always good to be found. We must work hard to find it. I began to look for scriptures to support my musing, and there were a lot. Let me give you a few. Paul told Timothy that the scriptures were given. In 2 Timothy 3:17, he said, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Not darkness, good works. That is what God furnished for us. Then James stated in James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God does not change in the types of gifts he gives. And here James said, they're good gifts. Now, God said to his people in Jeremiah 29:11, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. I believe God is saying here that his thoughts toward us are good, and he wants us to have good in our life. Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 11, If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Jesus goes beyond just the good gifts, but much more than just good gifts. To me, this all means that God always has good available to us. We just, some days, have to work hard to find it. It is there. We have to look past the evil, or darkness, to see the good.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.